It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Thursday, November 14th. Dakota Access Pipeline officials argued yesterday that the company's proposal to double the line's capacity does not increase the potential of a failure. Texas-based Energy Transfer wants to double the capacity of the pipeline to as much as 1.1 million barrels per day. Opponents of the idea believe it would increase the potential for a failure. A man accused of killing four people at a North Dakota property management company is challenging search warrants and seeking a change of venue. Chad Isaac has pleaded not guilty to four counts of murder in the April 1st shooting and stabbing deaths at RJR Maintenance and Management in Mandan. Residents in Stutsman County are receiving scam calls soliciting money for the Valley City Fire Department. Fire Chief Scott Magnuson said no one from the department calls asking for money. He said the phone call is a scam and he's advising people to hang up and report it to the police department. Brazil is set to open a tariff rate quota on wheat imports, which creates a potential opportunity for U.S. wheat producers. The quota will allow 750,000 metric tons of wheat to enter Brazil duty-free from outside of South America. The U.S. government has worked for years to open the tariff rate quota and establish a more accessible market in Brazil for the United States. Northern State University tweeted an apology to a young adult author whose work was criticized by a former student. The apology was tweeted to North Carolina-based author Sarah Dessen on Tuesday. It was the same day a newspaper published an article looking back at the school's program in which every first-year student reads the same book. The article quoted a grad who said Dressen, quote, was fine for teen girls, close quote. Dressen tweeted the quote and added that authors are real people. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.